is designed to halt any action of the Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers regarding the proposed definitions of waters of the U.S. The bill is sponsored by Florida Representative Steve Sutherland.
The EPA and the Corps of Engineers are engaged in a brazen effort to upset a successful federal-state partnership that has regulated America's waters for more than 40 years. The basis for this partnership is a mutual understanding that not all waters are subject to federal jurisdiction, that states have the primary responsibility for regulating waters within their own boundaries.
A balance reaffirmed twice, Sutherland said, by the Supreme Court. The bill, headed to the full House, forces EPA to work with states on future water rules and would halt EPA's separate interpretive rule to limit exemptions for some ag conservation practices. Now, the House has already passed an anti-waters of the U.S. rider on an energy and water spending bill. National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Bob McCann said EPA continues to claim their proposal doesn't expand the reach of the Clean Water Act, but the way the proposal is written, there is no other interpretation. McCann said the vague and subjective wording gives regulators the authority and access to nearly any water, and with it, all land use activities, including ranching. NCBA and the Public Lands Council strongly support Sutherland's legislation and encourage the House to pass it to protect the rights of private property owners across the country. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.